Welcome to I'm Not Famous on Project Nerd. I'm your host, Iggy, and I'm joined with my co-host, Carrie, here.
Hello.
There we go. And our very special guest today, Piper, who's a comedian. I was supposed to say the comedian. Sorry, start over.
Whoa.
The comedian.
Piper.
Action.
There we go.
Comedy.
Anyways, all right, that's the end of the episode.
All right, we did it.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I just woke up and I was hungover and I smoked some weed and now I'm here.
Nice.
And I'm getting ready to do some comedy later and probably drink more beer.
I mean, that sounds like a Saturday night for me.
It's a great way to wake up.
It's a good plan.
It's a good gig.
It's a good solid plan. Yeah. There's going to be pizza involved.
Yeah, that's already.
That's always a good. Yeah. He's like a pizza place, beer, like
food, comedy, weed, beer.
You have all those things. You just had me a food. Yeah. All you had to say
food
was food.
Good. I had some sushi today.
Really?
And it was weird because I wasn't stoned. I didn't smoke weed first.
Is that like a new thing?
I rediscovered
sushi without smoking.
I didn't deal with my hangover in any way, and then I just went to sushi.
Well, that's, I get it.
And then I didn't get sake. I was gonna do hot sake, and then I didn't. I just drank a bunch of bubbly bubbles.
Because if you hungover,
bubbly bubbles.
Yeah, bubble water.
Well, if you're hungover, you're not 100%, and then you're investing in sushi, which I feel like is you need to be at 100% to invest in that food. So
I don't know. It's like sushi in the afternoon. Up. Like that's discount sushi, right?
No, it's just lunch.
She went to King Soopers and picked up her. She went to 7-Eleven and picked up her sushi.
You went into the King Soopers section and that was identified as sushi.
It was a good thing. There were no white people in the kitchen of the restaurant, so it was
good. You pulled
up
a shopping cart and just sat in there and then just started eating sushi.
The Statue of Liberty identifies as sushi.
How do you know that I live by a King Soopers?
Well, because you live in Colorado.
You live in Denver.
That's fair.
Everybody lives next to King Soopers.
I wasn't going to say Safeway. I wasn't going to go that classy.
Oh, okay. What, do you think Safeway sushi is like better than King Soopers sushi?
Saying, like,
I would have to hardly disagree.
But you just identified your night as like,
you got
like wasted, woke up, went and grabbed sushi. Like, that's immediate.
There's no way
you drove to Safeway.
Okay, this was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? I went to a restaurant.
Okay, well, so what time did you wake up?
I like noon, 11:30, noonish-ish,
ish. Hungover, and then you went to a restaurant. We're just calling it a restaurant. To get sushi without sake.
Normally, I would have done the sake because I'm not an idiot.
So if you do sushi without sake, you're an idiot?
It seems that way.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so cheap and it's warm.
It's like an insult to the chef. Like, if you don't drink sake with it is what I feel.
Sake's
right.
Like,
they're like, what do you want? Something with
it's like, what, you want an American Coke?
I had bubbles.
What is bubbles? You still
soda water.
Come on now.
You drank soda water at a restaurant. Do they serve soda water at restaurants?
Without vodka in it?
Without.
They did to me.
What do they call it? LaCroix?
LaCroix?
I don't know. If you're fancy, it's LaCroix.
LaCroix?
It's LaCroix.
LaCroix of shit.
And they are one of our sponsors, so
no,
we better not.
Not
like.
No.
Also,
no. We're upper class. We got PBI.
Donations of LaCroix cans.
Empty or full.
I need them for my project.
For your King Super sushi?
No. Guys, I do a costume project for Halloween every year.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
So I'm going to do 31 costumes, and I've just been like taking everybody's shit that they don't want.
So are you doing a costume a day in October?
Yes.
I want to know what the LaCroix costume is.
I want to be sexy LaCroix.
Sexy LaCroix.
In recovery, you know what I mean? Like somebody it's like a recovery, like a rehab bit where I'm just like dressed up as a big sexy can of LaCroix.
What are you the day before if you're doing 31 days of costume?
I don't know. I have got a few things.
I feel like it needs to tie into it.
Right.
I'm sorry, I gotta go back. How long is your LaCroix train? It is gonna be fancy, right?
I want it to be fancy, which is why I need a lot.
But how long are we doing this train? Like, I want someone holding it behind you as you're walking.
Well, if you guys give me these LaCroix cans, I will get you the train.
Here's the problem. I don't know anybody that's drank more than one can of this.
Oh, you and so, I. Don't
it's
know
never
the
been
same.
Empty though. It's never been empty.
You
it's
don't
the
know
same
the same
one.
People. I drink like six. I will go through 6 packs, 12 packs a day.
At King Soopers in the sushi
department. You get it with your sushi. Which is
it comes with a 6-pack.
Listen,
it's fancy. This is our international
it's
section.
One sushi and
one LaCroix for one piece of sushi. You get the 6 pieces of sushi. The 6.
This is how it all happened. Okay, once upon a time, I was on.
Okay.
And I couldn't drink beer.
So, oh, that's
so
like right.
Yourself.
No. So I fell in love with LaCroix, and we had a good old time.
So you poured beer in LaCroix cans.
That's right, yeah. So we're calling. We're all on the same.
Yeah,
page
we got
now.
You.
We get to where you come from.
What are you talking about?
Wink. I can't wink. Wink. Wrong.
I passed my probation.
Yeah.
I passed it, and I got off early because I didn't drink beer. I drank those LaCroix.
That, I feel like that should be like the overall like theme or like the
LaCroix
slogan.
Is a hero.
So if you're on probation, drink LaCroix.
So does LaCroix give you the hangover without the beer effect the night before? Is that what we're saying?
When we add vodka to it.
No.
Do you have your, I did get phantom hangovers though.
It's not a thing.
It is a
Come
thing.
Come on, it's not a thing.
It's a thing. 3 months into
is that like,
drinking,
like when the people are,
I woke
are
up
pregnant?
And I felt literally like I had just drank a whole bottle of whiskey the night before. Like, that's what I felt like, and I didn't.
There was, a few weeks ago, we had a big birthday party,
yeah.
And I woke up the next morning feeling like I drank a whole bottle of rum the night before, but I hadn't. I had drank like 2 bottles of rum the night before.
Yeah.
So.
But I feel like you're saying like it's like sympathy pains, like you had a sympathy hangover.
Sympathy pains
so
are real.
Someone you go
no,
out
like
with?
It was like phantom limb syndrome.
No, I don't agree.
All of
you
us.
You can't like wake up. You had a headache is what you're saying.
No,
you woke
no.
up with a headache.
There is a distinct
we
feeling.
We have a couch full of limbs here
there
talking
is
about what phantom limb syndrome feels like.
You know, phantom limb syndrome for these
Come on.
Limbs I don't have.
Come on, you amputee. You get it.
I'm an amputee.
Sorry.
I'm
Sorry,
everything.
Lady,
I dress
Sorry.
Up in costumes, okay?
Well, okay.
What kind of costumes do you dress
yes.
up besides LaCroix?
Besides LaCroix cans.
Okay, so that one's like very out of the ordinary. I typically do stuff like I've done a lot of characters from the movie Party Monster.
Really?
I've done
Come on
Brody
now.
From Mallrats.
Do you
Rats.
Even know what Party Monster
yes,
is?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It
wait,
was...
wait, she went Mallrats right after that, so we don't
but
even
no,
know
but
Party
we can't skip over Party Monster.
No, okay, good. I'm glad you're on board with that, because sometimes
How
people are like,
you?
Don't know.
It was an amazing story.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite thing
Absolutely.
In the world.
It's
all
about,
I think
about. Like, the, is it, can we say like, homosexual? Is that like the proper term?
No, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Michael Alec?
This episode is never going
to Michael Alec is all of the things.
There's also like Macaulay Culkin was in this movie.
I met Macaulay Culkin. I met Macaulay Culkin.
Sorry, we're
gonna
stop.
Two months ago.
You have to now get into the story. How did you meet Macaulay Culkin?
Okay, so this comedy show that I was on a month before at the Alamo Draft House in Denver.
Which one?
The Laugh Night on Earth.
What little dinners in Sloan's Lake Draft House?
Sloan's Lake.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good clarification.
So I was on that show the month before in June, and then I went to the show in July. And Macaulay Culkin and his podcast co-host were in town, and they were doing some sort of commentary on Big Trouble in Little China at the movie theater. And their green room was the same green room that the comics usually have at that comedy show.
So you accidentally?
No, I was being very, I was being polite. I didn't want to like, over. I saw him taking selfies with people in the hallway. But then my friend, the host of the comedy show at the end of the night was like, hey, did you get to meet Macaulay Culkin yet? And I was like, no, I didn't know if I could. And he's like, yeah, let me just take you back there. And so I go back there, and I just immediately, I'm just like, oh my God, hi, it's nice to meet you. And he's so nice. And I told him, I was like, yeah, you know, the movie Party Monster changed my whole life. And he was like, oh, you're the one.
You're the one that watched the
you're
movie.
You're the one who likes Party Monster.
No, he's like, you're the one who sent me that fan mail.
Yeah.
That's I was like, no, I never
Dude,
even,
it's so,
honestly.
It's a great, there's so much, it's great music, it's great life, but there's a whole, like,
I can't believe I met
Macaulay
Culkin before I met Michael Alec, though.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. I was like, I can't believe
I was like a nail.
I met the fake Michael Alec.
The whole thing here is that I'm blown away by is that Macaulay Culkin has a podcast that went.
Have you not seen it?
Roasted. Little
it's something with a rabbit.
Like,
I forget. Like,
Big
something with a rabbit.
Yeah, it's bunny ears.
Bunny ears.
Everybody that was there was wearing bunny ears for the like and wearing pajamas. Yeah. There's like a pajama party, and they all wore bunny ears.
I mean, this sounds like a great time.
Honestly, I was like, didn't want to meet him at first. So I was like, this is going to fuck up Party Monster for me if he's like weird or an asshole. Like, this is just going to destroy. But he was so fucking nice. He was like, it felt like I met Michael Alec in a way. I was like, this is the closest I'll ever get.
So is that the only time you've seen Macaulay Culkin in a movie?
No.
Like, do you remember like old
school? I've seen Macaulay Culkin in...
In?
Saved and the Home Alone and...
Home Alone, everybody's...
Oh my goodness.
Like, is that the only movie you've seen him in? Because everybody in the world has seen him.
But there's one movie that no one ever like names.
Go for it. I know where you're going.
Yeah, it's with Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
Is it called The Good Child?
The Good Son.
Oh, The Good Son. I have seen that. That movie's fucked up.
Elijah Wood and Macaulay Culkin in the same movie.
And he's like the evil one. Macaulay Culkin.
Exactly.
Because of course he is.
Was that the evil one?
Elijah
Wood obviously isn't the evil one. Are you kidding me?
You say that like you haven't seen his recent stuff. Elijah Wood can play.
But we're talking like prepubescent Elijah Wood.
Baby Elijah Wood.
Like
he cannot
Elijah
be the evil one. Macaulay Culkin, wild eyes, Mac Daddy, he's the evil one.
When he throws
the
like the thing off, like throwing like rocks or whatever
he's
off the bridge.
He's so bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, everybody says Home Alone. You know, they say some other
the
stuff.
The Good Son.
The Good Son.
That movie disturbed me.
Exactly. You don't want to go straight to The Good Son because you're like...
Well, look, remember when we all liked him as Kevin? And, yeah. Okay, remember... Like, when
everybody
was
skips over the fact
that
his parents left him. We're not going to talk about the whole thing of his parents leaving him.
That's bad enough it is, but then you do a second one to where they forget him again and he ends up in New York by himself. I'm like, at this point...
Where is child services?
Exactly. Right? I'm like, why have they not taken this kid away from his family?
Yeah, I think of it too real now.
Or here's the other question. Who can afford a house that size in Chicago?
Is it Chicago? Oh, yeah, they do
live in
Chicago.
They fly Chicago, right?
And he's in New York, and he doesn't live... Where did he stay? He stayed
at the really fancy hotel.
With Tim Curry.
And Donald Trump was there.
They always said you can tell...
The bird lady was there, the pigeon shit.
Well, she wasn't in the hotel.
No, she was on the outside.
She was homeless.
Yeah, she was homeless. Well, he was homeless, too, at the time.
He was the best. Like, it's just so bad. You're watching this kid, like... Wait, so the lady, like, feeding birds? That's who I... Yeah, let's let the kid go talk to her.
And you wonder why he threw rocks off the bridge in the game.
You wonder why he's all shit off the rails.
It should have been a trilogy. Should have been trilogy. Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, Good Son. I'm done with my family.
That makes sense.
My family has royally fucked me up.
Yeah.
Now
what happens?
You love him with tarantulas, Daniel Stern, or whatever his name is. Is it
Regis
Daniel?
From Regis and Kelly? Was he in there? Wasn't he?
I'm sure he was. It was New York, right?
Yeah.
He's in every
Regis
New York
there?
Thing. No, I was fascinated by it, but you know, you bring out that good... I absolutely love Party Monster. Like, most people don't know of the real story behind it.
Yeah, I read
much
the
less
book
the movie.
Many, many times.
But you're lost. You're like over there, like, I don't know
what Party Monster
You know
is.
About Party Monster. Anybody that's cool
like,
knows
you
about...
You know about Party Monster.
Again,
you
know about
the,
Monster.
The gif of the skeptical like hippo is going right here over his face. I don't believe
Google
him.
Google Party Monster.
I just got super excited about that she went to Mallrats. I want to know what costume for Mallrats.
I did Brody.
And you derailed me.
Sorry.
And that's why I'm not
Dude,
as excited.
Dude, but you don't hear Party Monster
are.
Very often. Like, no one really knows.
No, honestly, that's like, I should have stopped, or I should have stopped.
I mean, I haven't watched it in
forever. I watched it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I fucking never stopped watching it.
I downloaded it on a plane, and I was like, this is the worst movie to watch on a plane.
I've got the VHS copy I made from Blockbuster Video, and then I put it in there.
Nice.
Have you ever seen the Shockumentary?
The Shockumentary? I haven't seen that.
It's the one from, like, it was, like, 1998. It's a little documentary, and it was all the real people from Party Monster.
Okay.
So, like, the real Michael Alec, the real Gitsy, and Buggy, Amanda Lepore.
I don't want to see that. That's, like, too real.
Oh, no, it's the best. It's like crack.
I need Macaulay Culkin breaking up the whole crime.
Have you ever
read
the book? The whole first chapter is just James St. James explaining how to cook ketamine. Like, in a very detailed and gay way.
New York Times bestseller.
Exactly.
Good. It's a great book. Oh, my gosh.
You can read that first chapter when you're getting your sushi.
We'll get back into your mall rats.
I just wanted to know. We were asking
about
costumes.
Honestly, mall rats is also another great movie. Mm-hmm. And I did
Put
Brody.
Put in a skeptical hippo.
Okay. I did Brody. I had one of my friends come to the mall, and he was TS, and we took the picture
Which one was
in front
Brody?
Of a cookie stand. I was Brody.
But who was Brody in the movie?
Brody's like
Jason
name.
Lee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. T.S. Quint was played by Jeremy London.
Jason.
We could be Jay and Silent Bob.
No, it was Jason. Yeah, it was Jason London. Because Jeremy London's the one in Dazed and Confused, right?
I don't know which one got kidnapped and
audience
participation. Okay, this is getting confusing.
What?
It was Jeremy.
Yeah. It was Jeremy London.
Yes, IMDb slash.
We finally got our Google screen.
They're twins. Okay, who's the better actor though? Jason London. Come on.
Do you know what he was in?
Dazed and Confused.
Is that it? Yeah.
No, he looks so different.
Morads.
Post-90s, everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I don't recognize him when I see him and stuff now.
No, he did not age well.
No.
It's like him and Brendan Fraser. Somehow, everybody else in Hollywood stayed looking the same way.
Brendan Fraser didn't age well?
No.
I thought he looked the same for, 30 years.
Not those London boys.
Talk about Brendan Fraser.
Nobody that was in Dazed and Confused looks like anything like that, except for Parker Posey.
Do you do that?
She is timeless.
Are you like me? I love, when they, some random ad says, look at what they look like now. I want to see that.
It
I click
all.
It every time.
I'll watch every ad.
Could you guys go to Project Nerd, scroll down to the bottom of any post. We've got that Discus stuff there.
Absolutely.
Just click, because then I get 10 cents a click, so just start clicking.
Okay.
I just want to see what they look like.
I do. Well, they used to have shows on
VH1
that were all about.
The skeptical hippos start popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
All about showing you what those people look like now.
On the VH1 shows?
On the VH1 shows, yeah. I'm like,
what VH1 show was that?
All of them. I love the 80s. I love the 90s. The 50 America's Top 100 Child Stars.
Yeah.
America's Top 100 teen idols.
How much VH1 watching have you? Yeah, done?
Named off the entire week's
worth of
content.
Ever.
Best week ever.
I feel like we just went back 10 years though. Like that
did
was
you
stuff
watch, okay.
on 10 years ago on VH1.
Yeah, but
is VH1 still a
did
thing?
Did you watch Real World?
Yes.
I watched The Surreal Life. I didn't watch The Real World.
See, nobody watches Real World. Only you.
I will find you.
The Real World was on MTV, and MTV didn't have as good of programming selection.
The Real World was
amazing.
I mean, I know The Real World was the OG reality show.
Well, I was like one of the
originals.
Where
a bunch of people live in a house together.
Yeah, and they smack each other.
Was that or was Big Brother the original? I thought Big Brother.
No.
I thought it was The Real World.
Big Brother like the original network?
No. Real World was the original
Said network.
The Real World was what put reality TV on the motherfucking map, all right?
It allowed Jeff Burnett or whatever the Survivor dude's name to make 5 horrible shows and just collect money.
You didn't like Survivor Los Angeles?
No, I don't like any of the Survivors.
No,
it's not true Survivor.
Survivor is stupid.
You didn't like
it? It is. It's horrible.
You didn't like Survivor Denver?
Just go out there and survive without your phone is what I feel like now. Just do what you normally do. Just do it without a phone.
I thought they had team
honestly, all reality shows are like Survivor because they make you not... You can't bring your cell phone. You can't have contact with the outside world.
You don't get a TV? I'm already done there.
You're already... Yeah,
you
don't
give me a TV?
They lock you up
care about a phone,
in this,
but you take
house,
TV?
And they feed you, and they put you with all these people, and they make each other... They make you all fight. You can't call your mom. You can't get on Facebook.
Right.
And...
Oh, you go Facebook?
So, fun story. Project Nerd was contracted to do a reality TV show at one point with... NBC and the Sci-Fi Network.
Oh, wow.
And we did, they never actually came to blossom. We had 6 months and we had a gag order on it and everything. We weren't allowed to talk about it. But in the contracts, it literally talked about how we are allowed to cut and edit things that will make them seem weren't to make you look like the wording was to make you look like you don't know what you're doing, to make you look terrible, it was just blunt in the contract. And when we all sat down and we're like, do we agree to do this? And we're like, as long as none of us tell our parents about it, because as soon as one of them watches, they're going to be like, I can't believe he treated his friends like that. How terrible.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's all fake.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know, but I still want to do it. We
signed the contract.
Oh,
so we
signed
it.
I want to be on TV.
I'm like, dude,
all
right, you're going to pay me, and I don't have to watch, I can't watch TV? All right. Well, I'm going to definitely start drama. If I can't watch TV, I'm gonna create my own.
We signed them, but instead they greenlit the cosplay melee show that they did on Sci-Fi.
Is that a thing?
Oh.
Well, it was for a couple of years. We got kicked to the side for.
Did people dress up in cosplay on it?
No, they did a competition show. So it was like a reality, or no, it was not cosplay melee. What was the first one? The world. What? No, I don't. Face Off. Those are the competition ones. There was one.
The Stanley one?
With Yaya Han. They had it at Planet Comic Con that one year, too. It was whatever.
What is it?
No, it was some cosplay show.
Okay.
We'll put a little thing at the bottom of
I'm
that.
I'm all about some cosplay.
That's what we keep screwing up.
Yeah, because you're
so I'm gonna
costumes
stop.
All October.
Exactly. I'm going to stop talking. You got LaCroix. Fancy LaCroix.
All right. Yeah.
Fancy Recovery.
Fancy LaCroix.
Yeah, Fancy Girl in Recovery. Yeah, you know, you've done, well, last year, so last year I did a bunch of, I did Sarah Goldfarb from Requiem for a Dream.
That's a fucked up movie. That's
I look kind of like Carrot Top because I put orange craft paint in my hair to get twins. Like the messed up hair.
Yeah.
And I put baby oil on my skin and sprayed myself down with a water bottle to look like I was all tweakered out.
Like, how many times have y'all seen that movie?
I've watched Requiem for a Dream probably 5 times.
Yeah, I mean, but then you watch it, and don't you need like a week recovery period? Before
yeah, it's
bad.
It messes me up. And then
life.
I read the book because I just wanted to torture myself
more. You just wanted
more.
To hate life.
I was just feeling very masochistic.
I feel like anything Aronofsky does, it's like you're gonna
watch it,
and then the next week you're gonna think terrible. Everything's just terrible.
Yeah, but have you ever seen a Serbian film?
No, I won't watch it. Is that a thing?
A Serbian film?
You said
film?
A lot of words in there that I didn't understand.
It's a film of like, the whole point of the film is like to just...
Oh, it's bad.
As far over the top
I've seen it like 5 times.
See, Requiem for a Dream at least has a plot and like...
Yeah.
I mean, there's the whole drug recovery thing and all that stuff. Or not even recovery, really. Just the addiction.
Also very well cast.
Yes. And Serbian film's just supposed to be just exploitation, just over the top.
Yeah, it's over the top graphic.
How long ago was that made?
It was probably like 2010 or something.
Oh, so it's recent though.
Yeah.
Recent.
For the last 10
years.
What was all those ones? Like, I haven't seen that one, but I have like a movie, The Draft House you brought up earlier. When Tim Leake started his own production company, he brought over a movie called R100, rated 100. Mm-hmm. And it's like the same, it's on my shelf. I've never actually watched it because it's the same thing. It's just supposed to be as far over the top as it can be. And I'm like, when are you in the mood to watch that? Like, when are you ever in the mood to watch one of those movies?
When you're in a fucked up movie mood. That's
I'll just turn to my own collection.
When you get King Super Sushi, you come back and you watch a Serbian story.
You're like not getting hot.
Serbian film. And then you polish it off with some Requiem for a Dream for dessert.
Exactly.
You know? And then we go 100 Days of Sodom. Of Sodomy right after that.
Sallow? Yeah, no. I will not. That's on my shelf too, but it is still shrink wrapped because it's never going in the.
Oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's just a bunch of
they're shitting on me. They're like shitting on me.
Just a little bit. Just an aggressive amount.
It's not like two girls, one cup. It's not like that bad.
They're shitting on
people. It was made in the 70s. It's like. There's an aesthetic, okay?
Okay.
It's in a castle or something.
It was artsy like, back in the 70s.
It's very artsy. It looks like a painting.
It's like New York artsy in the 70s in Times Square.
It's like Renaissance art.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't judge here for watching nerd.
Okay,
like,
well.
But if you did watch Two Girls in a Cup, you're a horrible person. You're a horrible person.
Two Girls in a Cup?
Sure.
That's even better than the actual video
that comes out.
What's going on in this video? Oh, there's two girls in that cup.
It's impossible to actually watch that video because every time you look it up, it's just reaction videos.
Yeah. That's even worse.
It is.
Like, how are they getting the video and we can't?
I've only ever seen other people reacting.
Exactly.
Because
they won't take those down.
I had a friend who was like, you've got to watch this video. We're over at their house and they pull up this video. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to sit here and watch porn with you. He goes, wait. And as soon as that started happening, I just got up and walked out. Yeah. I was like, why would you show me that? Like,
that's the reaction you're supposed to have. Like,
because it's just for fun.
It's like deuces.
I don't know. It's like a prank.
I mean, give somebody a buzz. I still have that friend. It was a prank. Like, but I did actually.
But that's
I'm
not
like,
even
I'm
a
not
prank.
Like,
no, it's a terrible. Right? It's a terrible gag.
I think it's just people trying to like hope you have the same reaction as they did. It's like, oh, he didn't have the. Oh, you know, you can leave. You're
Who
cool.
was the? There was a stand-up comedian that like told a joke of like them, the girls coming into the room thinking they're making a movie, and they're like, okay, I'll do porn. I really need the money. And then they get in and sign the form, and they're like, wait, I'm going to do what now?
Yeah.
They're like, how desperate were they that they were like, all right, I guess I'll take the money.
But 10 years from then, we're still talking about them.
But do you know who they are?
No, of course not.
No.
I would hope I don't know who they are. If I knew them by name, I would be very concerned about myself.
Somebody knows who those girls are, all right? Those girls have families.
Some mother has never left her house again after that point.
But that's like the worst of the internet. Like, the internet is amazing. It's got. Then you get the shittiest part of the internet,
the
right?
Worst of
it's called
the
social
internet.
Media.
Well, I've been a part of the worst of the internet. You know, we've all been there.
What is your worst part of the internet?
Somewhere on Tumblr.
No. Are you like into that big like dating stuff, like the Tinder and the Grinder and all that
stuff. Tumblr's not that stuff.
Is that what that is?
No, Tumblr's like a block.
I don't know what Tumblr is.
I think the worst internet that I ever followed was a pro anorexia blog.
Tumblr is
No. You followed a pro anorexia.
I was just going to gloss over it. Sorry.
First of all, that means it exists.
I was like, there's no fucking way this is real.
Where is that march? Like, nobody's marching for that.
Are you serious? There's an actual blog for anorexia? This is
crazy. It's
the
internet. Of course there is.
I know, but it was just like, it wasn't even the deep web.
We were
just
talking
Tumblr.
About a Serbian film in 120 Days at Sodom, and you're surprised that there's a pro anorexia blog.
No, but at the time, when you first, the first time you see something like that, you're like, I have to follow it. Like,
of course. It's your main
reference.
What's going on? I don't know if I signed up.
I definitely want notifications. Give me the RSS feed. Make sure I get
Sorry,
all the posts.
Liberty. Sorry.
I'm like, is it more? I just wanted to see if it would be more of people reblogging it. Like, this is disgusting. This is so fucked up. Or if it would be more of people actually reblogging it. Like, the inspiration. Inspirational, you guys. Here's my pro anorexia post for today. And just remember, you know. Don't eat.
I was thinking of like the quote of the day. The quote of the day for the pro anorexia page.
And pro bulimia. Anna and Mia.
This episode's
their
title
names.
Is the inspiration.
Inspiration.
The body that you want.
Obviously, I never was a real anorexic.
Let's all suck it in. Yeah, we had to sit here with a wrestler earlier. And he's all like, whatever you do to flex, you're never going to be bigger than him. I'm like, you don't know.
Don't know me, bro. He was so happy because he was like 5'8" and taller than all of us.
He was still, yeah.
I was like, cool, dude. Like, I've been short. I don't care. Like, I don't know what to do.
Well,
because
Jeff, our producer, Jeff.
Our fluffer.
There you go. Jeff came in and was like, oh, he's the tallest one here. We're like, yeah. It's not that hard to be the tallest one. Now, on In Between Two Gingers, it's not the hardest one to be the tallest.
In Between Two Gingers. Am I the tallest one here?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, like between two, you're tall.
On set,
me?
You're the tallest one.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess this is a small set.
We make it small so we feel taller.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, okay. So
we lowered the ceiling. Have you ever, well, I mean, based on the movies you've seen, you've obviously
seen. Alice in Wonderland.
Being John Malkovich.
Yeah.
The floor that's like a half floor, and he's gotta like crouch.
See, that's like we go back and forth. I hate Tim Burton.
That wasn't Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
He did Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
the Disney version.
Well, they're both.
That's what I was gonna ask. Like,
they're both.
Now we
Disney
gotta clarify. Like,
action.
Do you want like the
Tim
you know, the
Burton
original.
Is fine. I just feel like people. Especially when I do costumes, that's like the first thing people are like, you should do any Tim Burton character, and I'm like, why? It's so hack. Like it's just like been
done. Is that what the new hashtag
right here?
Is that what the young people say? It's such a hack.
It's hacky. It's
no,
like
not a hack. It's
oh,
hack.
It's hack.
Just
yeah.
Hack.
Well, people also are like, you should do Poison Ivy or the other one.
What's the other one?
You know, the Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn. Yeah.
Please don't.
The other one.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's done Harley Quinn.
They're
horrible.
Like, you should do Harley Quinn. I'm like, no, I shouldn't. I should do something that everybody hasn't already done.
What comic book character would you want to cosplay as?
I don't know.
This is the quietest this episode.
Yeah, I know.
Been right now.
I was like, well, you said cosplay.
Whoa, that's a loaded question here.
I still go back. We've only got
I don't know much about comic books, guys.
We've still got 30 days.
I think we have like two costumes from last year, one costume from this year so far. We're getting there.
Yeah. You got two cups on you. You're good. Two girls in a cup.
Oh, dear God. Dear Lord. I did Walter White one year.
You did which one?
Walter White.
Okay.
And
so you got in the hazmat suit?
No, not the hazmat
went,
suit.
Like,
I just went bald cap,
don't
glasses.
Say it. Don't say it. Keep going.
That,
keep going.
Like, you know, that plaid, that green plaid shirt.
Exactly where I was going.
No, yeah. I just did his like business casual, like khakis and like his like teacher clothes.
Mm. And did you have?
And I was just like looking very intense. I did a lot of stuff in the face to make my face look. It's pretty realistic.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty good. And the ball cap.
So you're gonna bring it back this year as well?
No, I'm gonna do new ones.
You got new khakis for Walter White.
New khakis.
No,
updated.
No, I'm not doing
updated.
That again.
Costume.
I'm gonna do Jesse Pinkman.
Yes.
Oh, I should do Jesse. I love Jesse.
He's amazing. But his new show is
horrible. Oh, I did Apology Girl, which is like a really deep cut from Breaking Bad from season 2 when Jane.
I didn't watch season 2 of Breaking Bad. I never finished Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay. So there's this. So Kristen Ritter was on the show.
Yes, she was. She was amazing.
And she was like an artist, and she drew this comic book hero called Apology Girl.
Okay.
and gives it to him as like an apology like thing. But anyway, I did Apology Girl for one of them. I like created like.
She was only in like two episodes. She wasn't in.
No, she was in like.
She was dead in one,
season.
And the other one she was alive.
Spoilers.
No, she was in there. Wow. She was in it for most of it. Breaking Bad has been off the air for five years.
No, look, I absolutely like Kristen Ritter and anything is amazing.
Kristen Ritter is great.
Except in January Jones.
January Jones. That's the actress's name.
January
in
Jones.
Mad Men.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jessica Jones. It's your.
January Jones is in The Last Man on Earth, isn't she?
She is. She was also
in
Mad
Men, and she was Emma Frost in the.
Correct.
She's such a bitch in Last Man on Earth.
She's.
But
really
then she went crazy.
She's in.
She went crazy.
No,
like
she's great. No, she's like she pulls it off. She does, and she does go crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's very. Weird
she's
show.
A very like unlikable.
I'm sorry.
The Last Man.
Oh, it's
Will
good.
Forte?
I've seen an episode here and there. Like,
it's good.
It's
worth following.
Is it on Hulu?
It's on Hulu. Yeah.
It's Fox.
I have to get Hulu back then.
No, Will Forte.
Hulu is way better than Netflix in my opinion.
Really? No commercial version first.
Well,
you
I like the layout. Yeah. Well, yeah. I have like the
layouts are the same. It's just a
No. It doesn't automatically start playing previews on Hulu.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Fair.
Netflix
is
obnoxious
since
because
Netflix
it added
started
that.
Doing
that. I don't go to Netflix anymore because I'm like, no, I don't want to be like, I don't want my ears to get attacked every time I scroll
how
over.
How loud do you have your TV?
Right. I have to turn it down, then I have to turn it back up if I want to watch something. It's just upsetting. It's just so upsetting. I'm like, I don't want
to. How slow are you scrolling, first of all? Are you reading the info?
It's just
like,
changing.
This sounds great. Let me. Went into the preview.
All you have to be there for half a second now and like the preview stuff.
Yeah,
starts.
But you know
or
like
even when you just log into Netflix, it's that first one. You were talking about that new PD show or whatever.
They're just automatically. Oh, yeah. Everything's
it's just
autoplay.
In my face now.
I hate autoplay.
No, I'm like scrolling like fast through. Like you go through new releases. You're already like 20 credits in. You've already seen those like 50 times.
When they're talking about adding commercials in when you're binge watching or something too.
What?
That's
do not
terrible.
Do that to me.
Whatever they can do to get revenue.
I just want to get. I got depressed. I don't know.
True. Yeah. I mean, Netflix shells out a lot of money, and they tend to go into debt all the time. Mm-hmm.
That original program, they just throw it all out.
Ba-bam, ba-bam.
So say, like, anybody can get this.
Here,
is gonna be
have
this
for
airing
$8
on Netflix.
A month.
So this is actually layout's better, but Netflix has better original programming.
Oh, Netflix original programming is trash.
What?
Oh my god. The cinematography is beautiful on all those shows, and all those shows are boring as. This is so boring.
What are you talking about? Which show?
Oh my gosh, there was one Will Arnett was in.
That was great.
Arrested Development.
No.
It was
Flake. He was in Venice.
It was Flake.
Okay,
it was
Flake
great
did get
Bojack
better.
Horseman?
Flake
no,
did get
Flake
better.
Was great.
Flake
second
got better,
season was good.
But it started off so slow, though. Like, it was really
yeah,
hard to
yeah,
get
I
into.
But you said cinematography. Like, it was Venice. It was
no,
very
I mean the
Venice.
Plot.
Oh, you're talking about writing.
The writing is weak.
Lazy writing.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Like, a lot of beautiful shows, but a lot of weak writing.
Like, you didn't
boring.
Like Stranger Things? Everybody likes Stranger Things.
Well, yeah, everybody likes Stranger Things.
Except for that guy, I guess. Come on.
Dude,
the kid has a stutter, and everybody thinks it's funny. I'm like, that kid like legitimately has a stutter.
It's cute.
One of the kids has a stutter. No, he has the not a stutter, but it's the.
Well, he's missing teeth, and he has teeth, and
speech impediment.
He even still stutters. I'm not saying like anything.
I mean,
wrong
there's
with
some
it,
really good shows for sure.
But
when
you
make
what Hulu original content is good.
What I don't know. I didn't say who.
That's why we're talking about shows that have been off the air for
exactly.
10 years, right?
No, there's only one good Hulu.
Not the
show.
Original content, but the other content that they have on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what is that? What is a Hulu original?
Handmaid's Tale.
No, is it Hulu?
Yeah, it won a bunch of awards.
Oh
and stuff.
Shit! Handmaid's Tale is.
No, really,
don't put her in anything.
On another episode, we talked about Castle Rock is supposedly one. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I heard.
But your Jesse Pinkman show. The
Breaking
Path.
Bad was AMC.
No, The Path. His next show that he went to.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm
a lot
such
of religion.
I'm such a like hardcore Breaking Bad nerd. I just like don't really even have the heart to watch those
to watch
guys and
else.
Other stuff. I'm like, you guys just, I don't know. It's shitty.
Bryan Cranston cannot do anything else.
I mean,
he's trying.
Bryan Cranston is a great actor. He's truly amazing. He did like a voice in The Isle of Dogs, but Isle of Dogs was a boring movie.
Bryan Cranston was great as Bryan Cranston in The Disaster Artist.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he was in that.
I didn't see it.
Now. You didn't see Disaster Artist?
I haven't seen it yet.
Man,
it's on Netflix though.
It is.
Is it now on Netflix?
I know it's on Amazon definitely.
Not on Hulu. It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Putting that out there.
But it's not original.
They're both good.
Well, that's actually the problem they're talking about with all these studios pulling their content, putting on their own streaming service, is we're basically just recreating cable.
Yeah.
Because in the end, you're going to pay 70, 80 bucks a month to have like 8 different subscription service channels, and then they're optioning commercials now and all that stuff. So we're just going right back to cable.
Yeah, it's just the future.
What is the past of the future? Yeah, I don't know.
The future of
cable. It's a better version of it.
This is a better version.
With our King Super Sushi and watching the new
cable. I did not get sushi from King Super's.
Safeway.
And the times that I have, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
You're the not times, denying that
which
it
wasn't
you
today,
haven't gone.
Which wasn't
today. But today I went to a restaurant.
What did you get? What did you go? Your roll? California roll?
Nah, I did. I did salmon and crab.
Okay. So. Artificial crab.
I don't know, probably.
Okay.
Well, it was King Super's. It was definitely out of
it. It's not King Super's.
All right. We're running short on time. We haven't talked about anything that you do. Sorry. So you're a comedian.
Oh, my God. We went right off the rails here.
Whoa.
That's what we're on Project Nerd.
Yeah. Golly gee.
Except
that's
for
why
when,
we're not famous.
Except, yeah, that's why we're never
I'm not famous. I do comedy. I'm a non-famous comedian of the local variety.
Okay.
And I have some shows coming up in town.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can we find those shows? Like, do you have anything online?
Yeah, I have all the things, social media, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I make posters and keep like a list of all the shows I have coming up. And
do you want to tell those people on the camera there
what
how they
is
find
the
you
day?
On social media?
So my name is Piper Shepherd, and you can find me just like by looking that name up on any of the platforms, or if you go to Twitter or Instagram, my Twitter handle and Instagram handle is Exorcistacy, which is this cutesy thing I thought of when I was 14. It's Exorcist combined with Ecstasy, so it's EXORCISTA.
We do not have enough time to unpack that, but I really want to unpack that entire thing.
We're going to have to
get I did Ecstasy one time in Seattle, and then I was like, I need a Twitter. And I was like, well, I don't know.
I mean,
Exorcist,
that's the common. That's the common road to starting a Twitter account. It's, you're high on Ecstasy. You're messed up on Ecstasy.
As you're watching the
Exorcism.
So you go searching on Twitter, and they won't let you find anybody unless you create an account. So, I mean, it totally makes sense.
Yes, it all adds up. Okay, I kept it all these years. I could just change it to Piper
Shepherd. As soon as you get that first follower, you can't, like, you can't
abandon it. Some people, and when I say some people, I mean two people, think it's really clever. So, and I can't change it for those people. Those are my diehard
fans. Yeah, two people are her and the sushi maker at King Super.
Okay, well, you know what? That's my biggest fan, so why don't you just stop with all of your hating, okay?
He gives it to me for free, the discounted bit.
I'm not famous, but I have a fan. And he loves me, and he makes the best sushi that I've ever had at any grocery store in my whole life.
Who needs Whole Foods when you can go to King Super's?
King Super's is a staple, okay?
You get LaCroix, and you get sushi, and you recover after your hangovers.
Man, that's what I'm saying. You guys get it? That's my life. And then I tell jokes and stuff.
That's a great life.
I would hope so.
Yeah, and I tell some jokes and stuff, and, you know, you're in Denver, you come see me all the time.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll share those links. But Piper, it was a blast. We're going to have you back on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was fun. Thanks, guys.
But,
that was nice.
That's it for this week's I'm Not Famous on Project Nerd. Until next week, is there anything Prodigy. We had to throw that one out there.
Firestarter.
All right.
Look it up, kids.
Oh, man, I love Firestarter.
Catch you next week.
Catch you next week. Credits.
Credits. Throw in the credits. All right.